brilliant Barnabas. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips on the character of Barnabas, one of my favourite characters of the New Testament, perhaps the most neglected of all New Testament characters in terms of preaching and teaching. And why is Barnabas important for us as we think about our preaching and teaching here? It's because of what it says in Acts chapter 14, verse 1. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the Jewish synagogue. There they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Greeks believed. Jews and Greeks. Barnabas effective in to people from different cultures and different religious backgrounds. Effective in Jerusalem and Cyprus and Antioch and various other places. An amazing character. And in a lot of these recordings I do, I focus on practical things and techniques for how to be a better speaker, and that's useful. But in this series, we're going to focus on character and spirituality and why that made him so effective as a preacher and teacher. Why does it say that in Acts chapter 14 that he spoke so effectively? Not just Paul, but Barnabas as well. What made him effective? And I think it's what made him so effective was his character and his spirituality. We're going to look at that now as we take one episode each week to go through from Acts 4 to Acts 15 and a bit beyond. So join me as we explore brilliant Barnabas. We're carrying on in Acts chapter 11 here in verses 25 and 26 for our next observation about Barnabas. It says that he went to Tarsus. So he's in Antioch and there's a lot of great work going on for God. But then he goes to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Important things going on here. The church is going well. A great number of people were brought to the Lord in verse 24. So Barnabas has a nice problem. Church is growing rapidly, perhaps too big for him to then be able to teach and preach effectively to the whole group. And so what does he do? He observes the problem. And what do we learn about him? He doesn't get stuck on the problem. He looks for a solution. And he knows there is a solution. It might be a little controversial. Saul, I mean, an unusual character. He's over there in Tarsus. So what does Barnabas do? He doesn't wait around for someone else to sort out his problem in his church. He goes to Tarsus, gets Saul, brings him back, and then, well, the rest is history. Their work is so effective that someone has to come up with a brand new word to describe the people, which is the word Christian here. So we see initiative, we see decisiveness, we see courage. We see that he's not going to sit back and wait for someone else to sort things out. We see that he perseveres. He's consistent. He's thorough. This is going on for a whole year, this preaching and teaching. And his effectiveness cannot be questioned. In fact, it can only be admired in the work that goes on in Antioch at that time. So how does this relate to his effectiveness in preaching and teaching in ours? Well, again, it's important that we are willing to take risks and that we take initiative and that we're decisive and that we don't see ourselves as the sole solution to all the problems. Barnabas knew that Saul could help. We need to be humble enough to understand that it's not all about our teaching and preaching. It's about engaging others and bringing them in, sitting back and letting others teach and preach as well. It'll mature the group much better than one person. Most places I've been in ministry, I've done the majority of the preaching and the teaching. And I think that's okay in some circumstances, but there are chapters in a congregation or a group's history where they need to hear from multiple voices. And perhaps that's a situation where you are, I wonder. So what do you see here about Barnabas that you admire? What do you see about Barnabas that perhaps challenges you? What do you see about him that inspires you? I would love to know. We've got an amazing opportunity to learn from brilliant Barnabas in Antioch. So what do you think about today's passage, what we've learned today about Barnabas? I would love to know your thoughts. So please leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know someone who would benefit from this recording, please pass it on to them. And if you could do me a favor, hit the subscribe button, the like button in YouTube, or leave a review in iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from, I'd appreciate that because it increases the visibility of these recordings. And I do hope that you are inspired by Barnabas and that you, by adopting some of his character and spirituality, that it'll help you to be as effective as he was in teaching all kinds of people. Until the next time, have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.